This week on Windows.
Instagram comes to PC.
We've got the latest Windows 10 devices sure to make you sit up and say, whoa.
And do you know how to get the most out of Microsoft Edge? You will soon.
You're watching This Week on Windows. So it turns out there's an election coming up.
Who knew?
Bing, that's who.
Aha.
If this election season has you a little bit, let's say, flummoxed, perhaps now is the time to check out Bing's new campaign landscape, a great snapshot of the entire election, including congressional races. Bing also brings you things like a view on candidate spending, winning predictions by state, even your state's voting preference by demographic.
Think of the Bing homepage as your election news hub, with all the latest headlines and trending stories so you can stay informed.
I'm in favor of that.
So Viber, the popular chat and video call app, got a great new update. Some of the improvements include Media Gallery in the chat info screen that curates all the photos, video, and links exchanged in your conversations in the chat info screen. Large emoticons to make an even bigger impact on the people you chat with, and answering video calls with, you guessed it, video. For more new features for Viber, head to the Windows Store. Finally, mark your calendars for a very special event on October 26th and see what's next for Windows 10. For more information, check out Microsoft.com/October event. So this week was a big one for Windows 10 devices, starting with a machine that is as flexible as they come. This week, the Lenovo Yoga 910 made its triumphant entrance into the world, and not a moment too soon. This Windows 10 laptop is the world's thinnest Intel Core i-Series convertible laptop, and with its more than 15 hours of battery, it is sure to get you from sunup to sundown. Plus, its embedded advanced fingerprint reader enables Windows Hello integration, keeping this snazzy new laptop secure. But the fun doesn't stop there, especially if you're a gamer. Three words. HP Omen X. The ultimate gaming machine. This Windows 10 PC includes toolless access to the internals, as well as a cube form factor powered with DirectX 12 for stunning game visuals, as well as a tri-chamber design for superb thermal management. Something you'll be thanking your lucky stars for during those particularly long campaigns.
This week, our friends at the Windows Store have some big news, especially if you're into Instagram. Instagram is coming to a Windows tablet near you. This week, the tablet app launched to the delight of Instagrammers everywhere. So the app is specifically designed for use on a tablet, which means zooming, and it's the first for the PC platform. Yes! Now I can take and showcase InstaVids and pics the way they were meant to be seen. Check out the desktop and the tablet Instagram apps now in the Windows Store.
Now with Halloween right around the corner, we thought it best to give you a heads up to the spooktacular offerings coming to the Windows Store in the very near future.
They're calling it Shocktober, and it's got everything you need to scare your socks off, like the terrifying games, thrilling music, haunting apps, and chilling movies and TV, plus some truly killer deals starting just in time for Halloween.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
And for even more spooktacular things right now, head over to the Bootopia section of the Windows Store in the Movies and TV section. It truly is bootacular.
Now, all you Minecraft fans, listen up, because there's an update coming with your name on it. So no matter if you're playing on Xbox or Windows 10 PC with the Minecraft Windows 10 Edition beta, the name of the game is Boss, as in one of the most ferocious mobs ever devised. So whether you're taking on the Wither or laser shooting Elder Guardians, this update is what it's all about. Check it out now in the Windows Store. Finally, could you use a little more whimsy in your life today?
You've been gone too long, Alice.
Then jump over to the Windows Store for a chance to add a little madness to your day. Alice returns to the magical world of Underland, where she must travel back in time to rescue her old friend, the Mad Hatter. Check out Alice Through the Looking Glass now in the Movies and TV section of the Windows Store.
I must save Hatter.
What could go wrong?
Did you know that this week's Did You Know is a four-pronged approach to Microsoft Edge? Get it? A knowledge fork. Well, guess what? It's about to get real. First off, you can pin tabs for quick access, which means you can see your favorite websites in the same place every time you open Microsoft Edge. Just right-click on the open tab and select Pin. Then there's web notifications, which allow sites to display notifications relevant to you even when you're away from the site, keeping you informed, plus access all notifications in the Action Center for easy access. And navigating Edge is easy with tabs. Simply hover over the open tabs to see what's inside before you click. And finally, Microsoft Edge supports the swipe gesture to navigate backward and forward when browsing on your touch-friendly device.
So that's our show for this week, but make sure you keep it right here each and every week for all things Windows. I'm Chaitanya.
And I'm Kate, and thanks for watching This Week on Windows.